Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Show AO. We're at E3 2019, and we're going to be covering a lot of quick hits in this particular session. Daniela, what's up?
I don't know, man. Today just feels long. Like, my days are blurring together. That's kind of how they feel.
Okay, so talk to me. We saw a couple things today, and we have thoughts. We had reactions.
We got thoughts.
And we're here. So, what do you want to hit first?
Let's just go straight to the highlight of the day, which is Cyberpunk.
Okay, Cyberpunk 2077. We saw that.
We had jackets to prove it.
We got jackets. We're matching. Looking fresh.
It's reversible.
Y'all,
it's
not ready for Cyberpunk, man. I'm telling you right now. You guys are not ready. So thoughts? I'll let you flow in.
All right, so everything that they did and they showcased and they demoed, there was no hands-on. It was just all a guided gameplay demo is what they were doing.
Right.
And they were commentating over it. It was really good. I liked how they did two polar opposite classes, which they had that tank solo, super aggressive, really beefy, and they had the more stealthy Netrunner that was, you know, not tanky, but it was just more about stealth and just like quick kills.
Right.
And I like doing that. The skill tree was amazing to see that and how you can just like miss and match based on your playstyle and the way that you can kind of change. I get the impression you can kind of change classes on the fly there.
It looks like you can change it on the fly, yep.
And like the action and everything that was going on and what they're hinting towards, especially with you got to see like a mini boss, Sasquatch. She was this really burly, like steroided out
with a super hammer.
Buds. Yeah, and like you get into this fight with her, and I like how she's like. There's that part where she says like, "Yeah, you could choose to let her live, and she can possibly be a rival later on and come back with a vengeance with you, or you can choose to just kill her."
That poses a lot of
problems.
End
it. It's like kind of like, well, how does that change? Like, even though it's like a sub mini boss, it's not a main story boss. How that affects the world and how you play. I really, really like got hooked and sat on that one. I thought that was really cool.
That could pose a lot of problems, because if you can go through the whole game stealth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the bosses, mini bosses that you decided to avoid, then later on that could be catastrophic if you really think about it.
Well, if it's only a sub mini bosses, I don't think it's gonna really directly interfere into that main story. I mean, with little side quests and side stories, you don't have to go down that path.
Right. The only way it will be it'll tremendously affect is if there's trinkets attached to those mini bosses.
Yeah.
That will affect the storyline later on. But okay, so that's that. So you had aside from that, what else? I like the motorcycle riding. I thought that was neat.
Motorcycle riding was cool. Yeah. Listening to the stereo. I like that. And this time, like when they showcased Cyberpunk last year, you had V. They went the female route. And this one, they actually showed a male character. And they dove into somewhat what they have for the character customization and options, which they said that they're going to be building upon. Which actually, during the commentary, did leave me a little bit... a negative taste in my mouth.
Okay, talk to me.
So
what happened?
She was going through, or whoever was playing it, was going through the character customization, and she chooses, like, oh, you can change your skin tone to match who you are, and she chose a black person.
Okay.
Do you remember what you said after that?
No. Refresh my memory.
Let's change it to something that's more aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
And she hit the default.
Okay, so it registered with me, but it didn't register with me when that took place. And I was trying to figure out how to properly, and I think that's why I kind of dismissed it. I was trying to figure out how to properly emotionalize, if that's even a word, that particular moment.
See, that I don't think they're a racist company. I don't think they're a racist development team.
Right, which is why
I just like that instant knee-jerk reaction.
Right.
Of like, maybe a better choice of words.
Right.
I don't know what other choices of words.
Right. Okay,
but
so,
like,
so the default
character was a Caucasian male with black hair.
Right.
So.
Right. So yeah, I did get that. So, but the thing is, it's like, if that was the case. So I was trying to, so it's like reading a particular novel and how all the pieces fall together as you're reading the story. So the narrative that played out is after that was all said and done, we kind of had an interaction with the same person.
Yep.
Afterwards, and it wasn't negative.
No, it wasn't negative.
Right. So which leads me to believe that, like you were saying, the choice of words could have been different. Because I know if somebody's not feeling me. Because of the color of my skin, you know, if we want to go there in that particular, I know immediately. Body language, somehow I kind of got good with that when it comes to those things, but I didn't. I never got the vibe that was her thing.
No, no.
Which is why I kind of waited. Which is why now, when it comes to like, you know, human relations and things like that, I want to wait, especially if I'm going to interact with that person for a long period of time, because that tells the story of, oh, okay. And that wasn't part of the narrative. Wrong choice of words.
Yes, it was the wrong choice of words.
Yeah.
And it is. It's not like English is their main language. It's
right.
Not their first language.
Right.
It
so
was
the
just
translation.
That, it was that knee-jerk reaction
right.
of like.
Right. So the translation was different.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that there's.
Because she was pleasant to talk to after the fact. She
absolutely.
Really was.
She was dope.
She didn't do anything.
She was dope.
It was just that initial reaction of like. Really?
What do you make
really?
Of that?
Did somebody not? Did somebody not give you a proper script of like, don't say this?
Right. So the thing is, if there was an issue, the stuff that took place afterwards, you taking the time to come over there to have a conversation about it with a whole bunch of black people, okay? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. So yeah. So shout outs to her for doing a fantastic job with the narration of the Cyberpunk 2077 thing. So. That's full context. We hope that's clear. She's fine.
Yeah, I don't think the company is racist or anything like that.
She's fine.
I think it was just that choice of words in that moment where
right.
like you could have chosen better words.
She's fine.
But you're like on the fly.
She's dope. Shout outs to her. Okay, so yeah, what else we got with that?
You were super excited.
Okay, yeah. So
full,
I was
full relation for you.
Woo! Okay, so I'm sitting here. So they have the voodoo. Boys in the game, which is what the people around call that group of Haitian individuals in the game. So I was so hyped because they were talking Creole in the game, and they were translating it into English, and I'm like, it was so good that I did not need the translation because I understand the language fully because I'm fluent there. So I was like. That was so dope. Just experiencing that, I'm so happy. And if you're an individual who loves, you know, the Caribbean people, specifically, you know, Haitian people and their history, and the fact that we have individuals speaking Creole in the game, which I think is so dope. I think you should even consider whatever Cyberpunk is doing. If you didn't know that up until today, definitely check them out. What they're doing, it's fantastic.
I loved it. There wasn't anything I didn't love. And I got this fly jacket. It might not be a statue, but I can wear this one.
So the jacket was interesting. So we can talk a little bit about the jacket. So
they
one
are
thing,
hoarding those jackets.
Woo! Let
they
me tell
know.
You. Reversible, right? So we got the yellow on the inside, right? So you have that. And what's cool about it is they run bigger than the actual size? Is there just tidbits there?
They do not. They do not run bigger.
You don't think so?
No. Because, like, when... Because
I have a small on right now, and when the guy, one of the members of the team looked at me, he was like, what size do you think you want? Because he saw my card. And I said, well, I'm going to get a large. He was like, nah. He said, don't get a large. Or did I have the wording backwards for that? Maybe I have the words. So he said, get a small because the way you look like you wear your style, the small will fit, you know, your frame. So I said, okay, cool. So he had the jacket on, so he let me try it. And then I was like, yeah, so I'm feeling that. Even though I'm probably never going to zip this jacket, I said, I'd rather the small than the medium. So you have...
I have the medium.
You have the medium.
I have the medium, but I kind of wish I had the large. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I like to feel kind of like...
Do you like it baggy a little bit?
A little bit baggy.
I'm done with
like,
baggy.
Like, this is okay. This I can zip up. So, like, if I wanted it to be fitted, it'd be medium. But I got the impression because I like, oh, it runs big. I'm like, okay, well, then I'll stick with a medium because that's technically what I should be wearing. And I'm like, okay, if it runs bigger, then I don't need to get a large. This thing is like, it's so fitted. I'm like...
So
right,
you like a little baggy in there.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Like this one, like the way that they gave an impression, it was like a lot bigger. Like it ran really big, and there's right. No pre-shrinking because even Gutter, he got a small, and that thing's too small for him. You should have gotten the medium, and they won't let you switch it. They
yeah,
will
once
not.
once you open up the bag,
he didn't even open it. It doesn't matter if it's open or not. They won't take it back. They won't exchange it at all. So I'm like, oh. But it's not open.
That's interesting.
I guess so.
But the fact of the matter is, I made a big mistake when I came to E3. I packed the smallest luggage possible because I didn't think that we would be getting a lot of swag this year. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to pack light. And that was a big mistake. So now I have a whole bunch of things that I'm trying to figure out. How on earth am I going to get all this stuff back to my studio in the luggage that I came in with? I got a problem.
See, I do the opposite. I pack too much. I have an extra empty duffel bag to bring back home, specifically for stuff that was going to be purchased.
Never again.
I already know that I'm going to either A, buy something, or B, get something. Or both. So...
Never again. But highlights, more highlights from watching it. So it was about 45, 50 minutes?
Yeah, roughly around there. It was really nice. They just showed a lot of the action, a lot of the ways that you could you can go through the same sequence. So they had several points within the same sequence where they will jump back and like, oh, and this is what you can do if you play it as a tank. This is what you could play if you're doing it more stealth. And it was amazing because she says that you can go through the entire game without killing a single person.
I dig that.
And
I might try that.
All right. I would not be very good at that, so I'm not going to try.
Right.
But it's like that. The fact that that is a possibility, I'm like, that is really cool. The way that you can hack different things. And depending on how you build your skill tree.
Oh, yeah, the hacking system.
You can level up certain skills that you have. So it's either you can hack your way through this door to open it up, or you can like strong arm it and just rip it open. But those are two different skills that you're leveling up, and you have to meet that threshold to be able to successfully do these things or have that ability. And then they also did how you have your different backstory to gauge about your type of personality. So you had somebody that came from money. You had the streetwise kid.
Right.
I forgot what the third option was. But based off of the backstory that you choose for your characters, as you have your speech tree and you're having these conversations, you'll either have locked or unlocked conversation pieces based off of
your... the permutations, right?
Yeah, based off of your backstory. So I thought that was actually really, really cool. The fact, the way that you're playing the story and how you're perceived to the NPCs in this world.
Right. So another conversation that we're learning about the game is loading times is not going to be a thing. So you're going to be able to seamlessly go between one section of the world to another without any challenges. And there are certain worlds that are more dangerous than others, and you have to be mindful of that.
Yeah. It was a lot. There was a lot going on to there, and the character designs were really cool. Placide? I think it was.
Placide was the Don.
Yeah, he was like this. They're part of this elite hacker group, and just like what I like about this thing is that, you know, when you have in pop culture history, you always think of this, the hackers. They always portray them as these little scrawny nerds that live in the dungeon, that never see the light of day. But Placide is like this big, broad-shouldered black man that, like...
Black man.
It's either you can... You'd actually see him at a potluck and he's bringing over, like, you know, he's grilling over there. Or you'd also see him, like, about ready to kick your ass. Like, it's like a very different thing. And he's a part of this leader of this, like, elite hacker group.
Absolutely.
I'm like, that is really cool that, you know, they're changing that outlook of what, I guess, pop culture has made hackers or nerds to look like. You know?
There's a lot of changes. So there was the subnet thing, right? There was that whole subnet situation. There was also that Keanu Reeves sections where we saw him contributing.
Yes.
Right?
A figment of your imagination due to your biochip.
Right. And then you had that that other world that...
The internet.
That Data with the red thing and all that. It was... There's so much embedded in this game. I don't think we're ready. Okay, and then the other thing, don't jack in to me without consent, okay? Don't even do it, okay? If you're going to jack in, you need consent first, okay? So as you guys, I'll just say that. I'll just leave that. Don't ever jack in to us without consent. You'll learn what that is. I'll leave that as a teaser.
Man. So, yeah, that was just this morning. That was just this
crazy
morning.
Crazy. Any other thoughts? What do you got? What are you thinking?
No,
it's amazing.
That's a lot of thoughts already on that game. It really
is. It's amazing.
I look forward to it. So that's like April 16th, 2020.
It's happening, guys. So there's a lot. We're so excited about all the games that are coming out. We're excited about all the experiences. This is going to be a time taker, okay? It's going to take time because between the hacking of the systems, jacking in, you'll figure out what that means when the time comes and all that. You have a lot to look forward to as it relates to Cyberpunk 2077. Those are my final words. Danielle, please close us out.
Oh, man. Really? I got to close this out?
Why not?
Oh, man. I was just picturing everything again. Because even the rooms was like, it had a really cool ambiance to it to get you into the mood. But, yeah, so the E3 2019, thank you for checking us out. We're going to have so much more coverage for you guys. Go ahead and see all of our past stuff that we have covered. Theshowradio.info. You can also follow us on Twitter at The Show Radio. You can follow Andrew, U-R-I-Y-Y-A, Uriah on Twitter, and me, Miss DJ M.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.